On Sunday, HBO comes back with new episodes of three hot shows, Silicon Valley, Game of Thrones, and Veep. Here's a clip from the upcoming season 5 premiere of Veep. A White House staffer is trying to give the president, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, some big news in the middle of a key re-election moment.
Wendy and I are adopting a baby from China.
Oh.
We were keeping a secret till after the election. Actually, Wendy was keeping a secret from me until today because I'm so bad with keeping secrets. But I'm going to be a dad.
You're a nincompoop. We are in the middle of a tied election. There is no time for some Chinese baby. Cancel it and see if you can get your money back.
Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
That is an amazing clip. I cannot wait to see the new series of Veep. And of course, Julia Louis-Dreyfus has won an Emmy for this every year for the past four. Will season 5 keep it up? I don't feel like I even have to ask you that question.
Yeah, exactly. Hilarious. It's interesting because we are in the middle of an election that a lot of people say is kind of absurd. So they almost have to keep raising the bar on Veep even more. And so as the season starts, spoiler alert, you know, they've had an election and the Electoral College is tied. And so you can imagine that our now president is struggling to deal with the fact that she has to go out now and woo. And that reminds us a little bit of a certain Republican candidate who has to go out and woo delegates and get them to vote for him. So
it's the same thing that I was wondering about House of Cards, because there are some storylines in there that you would have thought they would be doing right now because of what's going on in the news. But in fact, of course, they had to film a lot of that a while back as well. So I guess they're just very smart, forward-thinking people working in Hollywood right now.
I can imagine them sitting in their writer's room thinking, oh, this will never happen. This is great.
So outrageous.
Let's do that. And then they're like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Donald Trump said what?
Well, so let's get to the other big show that's coming up on Sunday night on HBO, Silicon Valley. It got great reviews. How's the new season?
It really parodies Silicon Valley culture very well. You know, I've talked to people who worked at Yahoo. I've talked to people who worked at other Silicon Valley companies. As the new season begins, the lead character, he's demoted and he has to decide whether or not he wants to stay. And, of course, he's got his dysfunctional band of friends that he's also got to deal with. So the first two episodes, which I watched, are really great.
All right. Well, moving on from there, Eric, I think there's one other show on Sunday night. I just can't think of what it is. It's not very memorable.
Yeah,
it's like
a contest.
Game of
Competition.
Game of Thrones.
Ah, yes.
Eric, season 6, I guess President Obama has already seen it, but for the rest of us, is it good?
For the rest of us peons. Yeah, even HBO was so paranoid about it leaking that they haven't let TV critics see it, at least as far as I know.
Huh.
So we're going to see it with the rest of the world. There's a lot of cliffhangers. A lot of characters were sort of in crucial places. And this is also where the series moves beyond the books, because George R. R. Martin hasn't yet finished writing the book. And frankly, as a TV critic, I'm kind of glad to see a situation where the producers get free reign to create television. You see shows like Walking Dead and you see shows like Dexter that were based on books. And they were always best when they kind of take what works in the book and reinvent it and make it even better for a visual medium. So I'm looking forward to see what they do this season.
As am I, as are so many others. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.